Here's a man that knows all about Ronan Keating, Jonathan Darcy from Inglis. Morning to you, Jonathan.
Morning, Mr. Bensley. I could hear your dulcet tones just singing along in the background.
I love Ronan. He just puts out some good stuff. As you are tonight, it's the inaugural chairman's sale. Take us through when it starts and a few of the main lots, and particularly some of those that people will be able to buy percentages in.
Look, Andrew, this is something that we've introduced this year. I think it's important for people to be able to buy into horses and have, you know, those horses on the racetrack pretty soon after they've paid their money up. Obviously, with yearlings, there's a time that they need to be broken in and educated. So it could be 6 months, 9 months, even 12 months after you've bought your yearling that you finally see it on the racetrack. In this day and age, it's all about instant gratification. So we've got a sale here tonight that you can buy into horses that are going to run, well, first up on Saturday, horses like Gunnison and Fallacy. But we've also got the opportunity to buy shares in a few of these very promising horses. So, you know, for instance, a horse like Marinostro, who ran the great third first up in the Doncaster Prelude on Saturday for Chris Waller, we've got 33% of him up for sale. Now, he's a horse that obviously will have a nice run in the next couple of weeks over the Autumn Carnival here, and then go up to Brisbane for the winter for races like the Doomben Cup and the Hollandale Cup. I mean, imagine paying, you know, $50,000, $60,000 for a third of Marinostro and running up in Group 1 races like those and in the Waller camp as well. I'm sure you'll have a lot of fun racing with Chris and his team. They look after owners very well. So, you know, he's one horse I think would suit a syndicate of people who wanted to get involved with racing. Lot one tonight is a horse called Land of Plenty, who Graham Begg trains in Melbourne. He's only lightly raced. He's run second behind Hey Doc in the Stud Stakes. He's a very promising three-year-old. Once again, we've got 30% of him up for sale. You know, something like 40, 50, 60,000 is going to buy that 30%. And once again, you've got a horse that's going to be racing in some better four-year-old races in the spring. And a very promising young horse trained by a good young bloke in Graham Begg. Another horse we've got a percentage of tonight is No Doubt. He ran second in the Doncaster Prelude. He's a very exciting young horse. He's second emergency for the Doncaster. So given all the rain that's around, there might be a scratching or two. And Anthony Cummings, of course, puts a polish on him. 50% is up in him. And if you want to put your own colours on him from now on, you'll have the opportunity. Anthony says that he's spoken to the other owners, and whoever buys the 50% tonight will be able to put their colours on and enjoy the thrills of, you know, racing and some of the bigger races coming up over the next 12 months.
Yeah, well, look, it's just an opportunity where if a group of people put themselves together, you know, a bunch of ladies or a bunch of mates and come together and go out there tonight, they're just going to buy into a horse that, as you say, could race in the next week or two. They could be running Saturday if it's Gunnison.
Absolutely, yeah, Gunnison and Fallacy. I mean, Fallacy, you know, brilliant winner at Doomben last start on a very heavy 10. And, of course, you know, unfortunately, it looks like there's a lot of rain headed our way today, and the track could be getting into that sort of realm. We hope not, but it certainly could be. So it brings a filly like Fallacy in, and, you know, look at 120,000, 150,000, that sort of money to buy 100% of a pretty well-bred filly. If she was to pick up some black type in the Adrian Knox on Saturday, she's worth a lot of money. So, look, there's some good opportunities. Man from Uncle's another horse. We're selling a 10% share in him as lot 8 and then a 15% share as lot 9. I mean, he's a Group 2 winner, a Group 3 winner. You know, he's one of the better three-year-olds in the country. And, look, he's gone out because of the wet tracks, but Anthony's got a huge opinion of him. And with that form, he'll go into races, you know, Group 1 races over the spring. And, you know, a race like the Stradbroke next year could be a race that really suits a horse like Man from Uncle. So, once again, you know, for a syndicate of guys looking to get involved in racing, what a way to get involved with a top-class runner from the word go.
Yeah, exactly. So that's tonight. What time does it start?
6 o'clock. Everyone's welcome. We'll have plenty of cover up. We've got food and drink on offer, and, you know, once again, it's going to be exciting. As we said yesterday, Andrew, you know, Gunnison's a, you know, it's amazing to see a, you know, a Group 1 performer like Gunnison being put up for sale 2 days before his grand final. I know Peter and Paul Snowden love his chances. He'll handle the wet track, and you know, he's fit. He didn't have the hard run in the slipper, so, you know, he's the fresh horse on the scene. And of course, let's not forget, he ran faster time than Frolic and She Will Reign on the same day, and they came out and quinellaed the golden slipper. So look, he's a super chance. And then, you know, the other horse, of course, Eden Rock, he's a very exciting two-year-old. You know, these horses are never offered at mixed sales like this, so a chance to, you know, really buy into a top liner.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so get to Inglis Newmarket, put a group of mates together, get out there and enjoy it. And I should just one final quick thing, Jonathan, before we move on. The Easter sale, you've announced earlier this week that the sale starting time for each of the 3 days is going to be slightly later.
Look, it is. We haven't got a huge catalogue this year, and I know a lot of people like to come out after lunchtime, come out from the city and see the yearlings go under the hammer here at Newmarket. We've also got a lot of roadworks around Randwick with the light rail. So just to make it easier, I mean, if people are trying to get here at peak hour, it would be difficult, and you know the traffic's been a nightmare the last couple of months. So we've pushed the starting time back at the request of some of our breeders, and so we'll kick off at 12 o'clock. So look, the sale will run from 12 through to about 4:30, 4:45 each day. So it's okay. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week, and anyone coming out, there's plenty of parking down at Randwick in the infield. Just go into High Street there, and they'll look after you there. We've got a shuttle bus running up every 5 minutes. So love to see everyone out here. The last sale, of course, at Newmarket, and plenty of outstanding horse flesh to go under the hammer.
No, we'll talk about it as we get closer and over the weekend. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. Good luck tonight. It's the inaugural chairman sale, and we wish everyone that's putting the horses through and Inglis all the very best.
Thanks, Andrew. Looking forward to having you and Caroline here next week to call all the action.
No, can't wait for it. Good on you. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, mate.